USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The National Transportation Safety Board is investigating the crash of a small plane in southern Louisiana that left 5 people dead. Lafayette Fire Chief Robert Benoit says they're still investigating the crash.
The Federal Aviation Agencies have did their preliminary investigation where we looked at everything that transpired so far. The individuals have been removed and are being taken to the coroner's office. We have identified them.
One of the victims is 30-year-old Carly Ann McCord, a TV sports reporter in New Orleans, and the daughter-in-law of an LSU football coach. In Somalia, more than 60 people are dead from a truck bombing in the capital of Mogadishu. It exploded in a busy security checkpoint. So far, there is no claim of responsibility. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Another blast of winter is heading for the west coast, coming in from the Aleutian Islands. Traffic is once again flowing on California's Grapevine on Interstate 5 near Los Angeles. The freeway was closed for about 2 days. Meteorologist David Roth.
It is snowing in the central western portions of Colorado and eastern Utah, as well as northern Arizona.
Another storm is taking aim at the nation's midsection. Heavy snow and strong winds are expected to generate blizzard conditions in the northern plains. As President Trump and his staff mull over how to address a Senate impeachment trial, former Vice President Joe Biden made his stance clear during an interview with the Des Moines Register editorial board concerning whether he would comply with a subpoena to testify.
The reason I wouldn't is because it's all designed to deal with Trump doing what he's done his whole life, trying to take the focus off him.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Broadway songwriter Jerry Herman has died. Here's USA's Chris Barnes.
The 88-year-old Herman, best known for his hit musicals Hello Dolly, Mame, and Le Cage aux Folles, died at a Miami hospital on Thursday night after complaining of chest pains. Herman was born in 1931 and grew up in Jersey City. He said his parents introduced him to the theater by throwing costume parties and taking him into the nearby city to see Broadway shows. He says hits like Annie Get Your Gun inspired him to become part of the Broadway community. Again, Jerry Herman was 88. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A legendary radio personality has passed away. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the story.
John Imus, who hosted the radio show Imus in the Morning for nearly 50 years around the country, has died. Imus was 79. Imus passed away at Baylor Scott and White Medical Center in College Station, Texas, after being hospitalized on Christmas Eve. The cause of death has not yet been given. Imus is survived by his wife of 25 years, Deirdre, and 6 children. A small service for Imus will be held in the next few days. The family requests that any donations be made to the Imus Ranch Foundation, which supports charities for children with cancer and other major illnesses. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.